Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. I appreciate the support, the continued support. We've been doing this thing since 11/12/13, and we're still rocking. And I appreciate everybody who is listening, who vibes with us, who counts on this show. And I want you to know this is a virtual home for you. And your physical home is illusions. To come and share your gifts, your talents, on and off the stage. Everybody has a gift. Feel free to share it. You know, you never know who needs it. And one thing I do know, it was a gift that was given to us to give it away. So, and that's what I do here with what I do with Illusions and what I do with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. So thank you all for being a part of the show tonight. Can't wait to do the open mic later. And we'll keep right on rolling. So with that being said, let's get this party started. First round. Let's go.
We can have a party, baby. We can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby. We can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Nightlife, my life, superstar shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, aight.
23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Me mama 23, she just put that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night.
Pull it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see your mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow.
I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it.
1, 2, 3, well, I been putting out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping.
Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. with the rock, so throw it, I'ma screw up. Rich quarter grind, baby, you just a pooper.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it popping. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking.
Give me kisses. Baby, this is what you waited for all night long. I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long. I know you love it, baby, cause all you talk about is how this your song. Yo, I seen her when she walked in, Catwoman tight pants, baby, can I get a dance? Listen, we buying drinks at the bar, matter of fact, you go hard, we can tell you a star. Every dude in here can tell that you're sweet. Yo, pop all you want, cause I don't even drink. Real talk, you can slide in my ride. Yo. Invite all your friends, just meet us outside.
Meet us outside.
We got plans that'll last all night.
Okay. All night.
Okay. Turned up, it's gonna blast all night.
All night.
And if you're down, baby, kick your feet up.
Your feet
roll
up.
Down the window, I'ma turn the heat up.
Turn the heat up.
Yeah.
cause you drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Cartier genius, that's D-Star baby.
D-Star baby.
And baby, don't
baby?
Forget the baby.
Baby,
baby,
baby. Yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this show
sounds.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how
this
show
sounds. And birthdays was the worst day. Then we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-Star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting high. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, like light skin action. She been seeing with that skin. Go DJ, go DJ. This mic is, I need a replay. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winner.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this
your song.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how
this your song.
Right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah. I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink. But my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark. I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is war, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look on the bay, hoping to save. There's no rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mechs you flipping these scraps, that's me. Lyrical pecs, you wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me. Constantly, I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become. Cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace, I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God, these devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there, right there. I just wanna look at you, I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette, simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
We know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly. Backing away until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. I
good? What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope y'all enjoyed the very first round of the Lyrical Cypher. And before I open up the open mic lines and the shout-out lines, I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to everybody who listens via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you, but I can see the stats. So, and I see that our stats have climbed from the last time we had a show. So I just want to give a big shout out to, of course, United States. We are at 94% shares. People sharing the Lyrical Cypher. I'm amazed. I'm grateful. China, we're up 1.1% of China is listening to the show. I'm grateful because China is huge. Kenya, 1% is listening. India, 1% is listening. Japan, Austria, we have Paris, London, 242 Bahamas. We have Australia and Austria. So I'm grateful. Nigeria as well. Thank you so much. Everybody who's listening, I just like to give you your flowers now because for you to take time on this Tuesday night to rock out with me and to get on the show, I know you're listening via web. You didn't call in, but you are listening via web. I just want you to know you are being seen, and I want you to know you deserve to be heard. So feel free to get on the Blog Talk Radio, go into the chat with me. Chat with me. I put in the chat, what's up? So the Lyrical Cypher said, what's up? Click on the chat. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Lyrical Cypher and chat with me. Let me know. And if you have some tracks that you want me to play, please send me a radio edited version, meaning we got to dub about the curse word as much as possible. I know sometimes people, you know what I'm saying, excuse my language, I know sometimes people say damn in it. But I've been fine with damn, but we just have to be mindful, you know. But I just want to make sure we can continue to play the tracks here. But please send your tracks to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Send me a radio edit version, and I don't mind playing it for you, putting you in rotation. You deserve to be heard. And for anybody who was like, oh, God, I got some poems, I got some songs, I got different things, even comics can get up here, too. But even if you have a commercial, I'm going to be playing some commercials. Some businesses are going to be up here very soon. I got a few businesses already up here, and I'll be playing their ads and stuff too. But feel free to do that. You know, let me know. And also, if you have tracks, just to let you know, I partner with a lot of radio shows. Not Blog Talk radio shows. Well, a few Blog Talk radio shows, but radio shows. Kids 101.9, we partner. 92.3, we partner. 95.5. So we do a lot of things together collectively, and I am the Blog Talk Radio Show that's in the building with these different radio shows. So feel free to send me your information. Let me pass it on. Let them hear you. With these things, you rap, send that to me. Poet, you have an outlet here. This is a virtual outlet, but also you have an outlet in Illusions. Illusions is a performance arts-based business. I'm the founder and CEO. And we've had this business for 14 years this month. Actually, January of this year made 14 years that Illusions has been in business. But March 14th was the very first show we ever did as far as open mic, once a month open mic. And we've been going steady for 14 years. So our 14-year anniversary show is March 25th. And that's going to be at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Featuring three phenomenal famous poets. They do much more than poetry. But Defina Hanu, who's also Durham, North Carolina's Poet Laureate. Blues, Boris Rogers. He is a seven-time Emmy winner. Might be 10-time Emmy winner. He does a lot for Charlotte Hornets. He's just an amazing guy. But they're all international artist. And so Sean Ingram, he also has his own school. He has his own Sean Ingram Academy. So these three guys are my friends who are coming to celebrate with me along with a long list of artists coming from near far to be on the lineup. So I'm grateful to be sharing 14 years of a vision that was given to me by God. I'm excited. I'm still shaking about it because I'm just grateful, because I don't care how many times I do this show, I perform, I celebrate an anniversary show. No 2 days are the same, so I'm grateful. I don't look at it like, well, you've been doing this thing a long time. Why is it so exciting to you? It's exciting to me because this is a blessing to be, to have a new day. No 2 days are the same, so I'm not going to make today or a new opportunity or in this opportunity today mundane, because it didn't have to be given to me. It's still a gift. So that is actually part of my nugget today. That's the inspirational nugget I was going to give today, is that no 2 days are the same. Because as I learn, I grow, I try to pass it on to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended. But I'll go ahead and do my nugget. I ran right into it. But no 2 days are the same. And with that being said, no 2 days being the same, and no 2 seconds are the same. So please don't get caught up. And I had to say these things to myself. So if you can use what I've learned, use it. If you can't, again, toss it. I won't be offended. But what I'm learning is that no 2 days are the same. No 2 seconds are the same. So don't ever get too comfortable with, just because you've learned how to do this or you've done this for a while, that you can't learn, that you can't grow, that you can't get better. And stay humble. It keeps me humble. I've been told I'm too humble. I don't care. I'm me, and I value my humbleness because I know what it's like to, I don't like what I've been through, and I'm grateful for that. But I just know what it's like to, to lose your life and then be able to come back on this earth and still be able to do this to me again. So these things matter to me, and I share this with you for you to know that. So if you can use this, use it. But I just don't take life for granted, and I don't take the seconds that we have in life for granted. Sometimes we do that, getting caught up in work, getting caught up in life, getting caught up in routine. So hopefully that helps somebody tonight. But I'm going to go ahead and open up, open up the open mic lines, the shout out lines. And remember, when I shout you out, don't hang up. This is just me telling you thank you and giving you your flowers. And I think I see a number I know, and I'm going to guess this caller. Is this Jimmy Dudley in the building? What's up, what's up?
What's up, Chad? What's up, how you doing?
Doing good. Good to hear your voice. I thought that was you.
Yeah, it's been a long time, right?
Yes, it has. How you been?
Pretty good. No complaints.
Well, welcome back.
Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Good to have you on the line. You still be rocking out in the Boom Boom Room?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, feel free. He is a fellow supporter. He is a businessman. He is a poet as well, and I'm grateful to have you on the line, Jimmy. And you supported the Lyrical Cypher. I just want to say thank you because you supported us heavily. You had us being heard by 242 Bahamas. They were calling in. I'm grateful for you. I just want to say thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Anytime. And feel free, if you want to get on the mic, you want to do your thing tonight, or you chilling?
I'm just chilling tonight.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, I hope you come back next week.
Okay, I will.
And I'd love to have you at Illusions.
I've been wanting to catch the show. Every month I say I want to go to to the live show, but then at the last, for some reason I get distracted and miss the date.
Gotcha. March 25th.
March 25th.
And I don't know if you know, but I am the city of Kenton's first poet laureate ever. And maybe the poet laureate. And they also gave me my own holiday.
For real?
Yes. Clavette China Roberts Day, March 28th. Thank you. This month, March 28th, every year from now and forever, is Clavette China Roberts Day in Kenton.
Congratulations.
Thank you. They gave me 2020.
I'm going to see if I can get them to put a... I'm going to see if I can get them to do a special on that day at the restaurant.
Well, let me know.
Okay, I got you.
Hit me up.
I got right. you.
What restaurant, where you at?
Over by, I didn't have it, over by Piggly Wiggly on McElwain.
Piggly Wiggly, okay, down the hill. Is that the one on the corner?
Yes.
Yeah, let me know. And I'm all about support, so I will wouldn't mind supporting that business. Let me know. And we'll always promote it on this radio show, so tell people about it, tell people the name, what time y'all open, you know.
Let me write this down again. Your holiday. What's the date?
March 28th.
March 28th. I'll go over that tomorrow. All
right, let me know.
Okay, I got
you. I'll be on there. Okay. And also, March 28th, I got a couple things coming down the pipe, but March 28th is my March 28th is my holiday. March 25th is Illusion's 14th anniversary show. And also March 29th, I will be the feature for the Raleigh. This is a really, really big event, and I'm grateful for it. But I will be the featured poet for the Raleigh Film and Arts Festival. And that is March 29th. So I'll be in Raleigh then. And then there's some more events coming down the pipe as well, but I will let y'all know more as everything goes. All right. And thank you so much. And so we also have, I just want to say, what's up? We got Gloria in the building. What's up, lady? This is China.
Hi,
can you hear me? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
This is
really cool.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me? This is real. Oh, my God. Like, you're so fly.
Oh, thank you, girl.
You're welcome. You're like, you're so fly. And then we were talking. I was like, I'm the one, like, to met them. Like, I was like, hi, how you doing? No, hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I'm gonna bang up you. I love you all. Bye.
No, don't hang up. Stay on the line. I got you. But I'm Misha. I just want to say what's
okay.
up. I like to give people their flowers. And like I said, if you ever feel inspired, let me know. I'll put you on the mic.
Thank you. I will. I promise.
Anytime.
I promise.
I got
Anytime.
You.
Anytime. I promise. Oh, thank you. Because I'm going.
Enjoy the show.
I love you, too. Thank you.
All right, we ain't doing yet. Okay. I got a little bit more. We're about to go into the next round, the Lyrical Cypher. All right. So with that being said, I hope y'all are enjoying the show. We do this. Like I say, I'm grateful for the people who are listening around the world. We are growing. We are expanding. And I'm grateful to have this crew working, like, just rocking with my vision. You know, and I appreciate God giving me the vision. And I appreciate the vision that you guys have for what we're doing. And I can always tell, like, when I take a break from the Lyrical Cypher, because sometimes I need a break because I'm not a superhuman. But sometimes I take a break and people say, where you been? And it feels good to know you're appreciated for what you do. And I just want to say thank you. So I just believe in giving out flowers, you know, and because you can't get flowers. You can get flowers when you're dead, but you don't know you're dead. But you know, so you don't know the flowers there. But I want you to know you got them for me tonight. So with that being said, let's go to the next round. Let's get it.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, "It's been a while since I've seen you here." The salamander said, "Listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors." The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Oh!
Yes, it is.
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 Yes, it is
Dios eres. Dios eres. Dios eres. Dios eres.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just, I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week. And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no. But to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, look at here. Let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came over. Had
house. Cause it wouldn't be good if the Palisade Committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Learn from life, never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, than swerving out my lane.
Is you riding with me or just here for the ride? Want you on my side, not just for a sign. Build something real, not build a facade. Not for the front key, that backside. That's right, cause I'm really trying to see what you want. Even though I really want to get it on. Oh, excuse me, that's the dog of me. But I'm trying to get more than a bone. I know you heard the same old song. But I'm trying to make this a hit. Like, OMG, this is it. Instead of you saying this is it. Coulda did better than this. Never want to be in that mix. Cause in my mind, you is a dime as long as you got sense. Cause I know you wanna have your throne. Live a Cinderella life, but this real life, talking that love Jones. But don't believe in the hype, want that real taste of your flavor. Enjoy the real fruits of your labor. No cover ups, that's makeup. Rather make love just to make her. Cause love a woman that's like a homie. Don't act phony, show blemish. Definition of respect. And a girl wanting attention. Cause when I get in the game, she won't play to put me on game. Raise one another to the high sky, and for sure to make it rain. Yeah, yeah.
Life, never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane. Life for us, never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane.
Yeah, trying to keep my spirit so blurry. Keep it real with my shorty, but ass don't judge my book cover. Try understanding my story, yeah. I'm grown but still growing. Hide emotions, try showing. Trying to spark up my life to make it divine and just blow it. Cause trying to grow up as a man ain't easy. As a youngin' it was just not in me. Especially when the fans had retreat. Moving on but the pain on repeat. Cause me and old me said he compete. No front end means can't see me. My pain symbolized in breath. So if you can't understand, just feel me, If I'm down, just hear me, If empty, we fill us up. Cause loved ones trying to bury the past. Definition of real dealer. Mostly it's about that trust. Gotta do way more than fuck. It's not just about good looks. More about is we good luck. Cause I just wanna love one. Not lose one, then find another one. Yeah. Only wanna love one. Trust one, love one, not another one. No. Don't ask for so much. Just want real love and real trust. But again, what's real love? If you ain't never been loved. Alright.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I hope you heard something that touched your heart, touched your mind, made you think, make you want to write, make you want to share. But I thank you for taking time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. I thank you for just being supportive of what we're doing. I hope to see you all Saturday, March 25th at the Arts Council for Illusions 14th Anniversary Show featuring Sean Ingram, Blues, and Desana Hanu, and a long list of artists from near and far that are coming to support and be a part of the show. I'm grateful just for the continued support. Big shout out to Jimmy Dudley for being on the line. He was an avid supporter of me with the Lyrical Cypher. I'm grateful for all you've done, and I thank you, thankful to have you on the line. So I hope you guys have a good night. I want you to keep pushing, keep praying, keep believing, keep being the best you know how to be. Believe in your dream. Don't let nothing, not even you, stop you from being the best you know how to be. And just know, if don't nobody else believe in you, you believe in yourself, and know somebody else believes in you, and that's me. So y'all be blessed. I see you guys again next Tuesday night. And y'all, have a good night.
Yeah. Yeah.